Today's daf is Nedarim daf Yud Gimel, and we are 16 lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the two dots, Ke Imra Kedirim. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Chayim Elazar, Ben Yibadol Chayim, Reb Shimshon Aryeh, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Devora, Bas Reb Moshe Aryeh. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Meir Ben Chayiva. So today's daf is very much a continuation, not of yesterday's daf, but of the previous daf, daf Yud Aleph, which is technical in nature. That's the bad news. The good news is it's a very short daf. So really the introduction to today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, which we're not going to chazer. But two points that I think is worth refreshing, as they will feature prominently in the daf. And that is, the Mishnah mentioned a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If somebody is matfis in a carbon, for example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time it's considered hatfasa is if he uses the kaf hadimyon. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ha'oimer Yerushalayim loy omar klom. Whereas the Chachamim seem to argue and seem to be of the opinion that you don't need the kaf hadimyon in order to establish a hatfasa. Another point that was very much the topic of Daf Yud Aleph that is going to make an appearance in today's daf is Reb Meir has a shita in Shas that you don't say Michlalav Atoshe Meyohe. The Makar Teshitas Reb Meir is the third parak of Masechtas Kedushin. It's in the sugis of Tanoim. Reb Meir holds that the only time a Tanai is considered a Tanai is if you make a Tanai kafel. The Chachamim argue, and what emerged from the Nedarim Daf Yud Aleph is that this machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is not exclusive to Mishpatei Atnoim, but rather they were arguing fundamentally in terms of understanding Lashon. Does a person need to cross his T's and dot his I's, so to speak? Do you need to be koifel your Lashon in order for it to be considered Lashon or not? Reb Meir held, we don't say Michla Lav Atashemeyohein. It's Negeya Mishpatei Atnoim, but as we saw, it's also Negeya Hilchis Nedarim, whereas the Cholkim on Reb Meir held that you do say Michla Lav Atashemeyohein. With that brief introduction, we learn a brief daf. So the Mishnah said, Ke Imra Kedirim. If somebody would be matvis in the Imra, meaning the sheep of the Beis HaMikdash. Kedirim, that's the area where the sheep of the Beis HaMikdash used to drezach. That would be considered a Lashon Hatfasa. The reason is because it was hektish, and you're being matfis, hektish, you're being matfis in a Dover HaNad. Zach Gemar Tan, learned in a Braisa, Imra, Le Imra, Ke Imra. So if somebody says, Basar Zeh Olai Imra, or Le Imra, or Ke Imra, again, referring to the sheep of the Beis HaMikdash, Dirim, La dirim, ka dirim. Eitzim, lo eitzim, ka eitzim. Ishim, lo ishim, ka ishim. Mizbeach, la mizbeach, ka mizbeach. Heichol, lo heichol, ka heichol. Yerushalayim, li Yerushalayim, ki Yerushalayim. If a person would say any one of the aforementioned, the halacha is as follows. Kulon sha'oichalacha. If the suffix, meaning the next part of what he says is sha'oichalacha aser, it would be considered a nether. Lo'yoichalacha. If he would say any of the aforementioned and then he would conclude by saying lo'yoichalacha, then it would not be considered a nether. So essentially, the chiddush of the braisa is that the words imra, or dirim, or eitzim, or ishim, or mizbeach, or heichal, or Yerushalayim are considered words of hatvasa, regardless of whether he has a prefix before it. Meaning, if he says just imra, or just dirim, or just eitzim, etc., it would be considered a lashon hatvasa. If he puts a lamed in front of it, or if he puts a kaf in front of it. So either one of those situations, it would be considered a lashon of hatvasa. Who is this not like? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Oimer, Yerushalayim lo yomar klum, because you need to have the kaf hadimyon. The Tana, this Brisa is clearly not Rabbi Yehuda. It's the Cholkim on Rabbi Yehuda. Additionally, the Brisa said that the only time it's going to be considered a neder is if he concludes sha'oichalacha. But if you would conclude lo'oichalacha, then it would be mutter. Why? Because just the Pirush Amilas of what he's saying. If he says imra le'imra ke'imra, then essentially what he's saying is mashani oichol mishalcha. Anything that you want to give me, any food that's yours, I'm treating like imra le imra ke imra, which is a lashon hatvasa. If he says lo yoichalcha, then it's just the opposite. Then what he's saying is that anything that I eat that's not from you is going to be aser b'lashon neder. But as it relates to this person himself, certainly it would not be considered neder. Zok tigor man shamina le imra le imra ke imra. Who is the Tana that holds that there's no chilik between Imra, Le Imra, and Kim Imra, Zakti Gemara, Rameir, he, it is the Tana Rameir. Now the Rosh speaks out that we haven't had a Rav Meir up until this point that says this, and we're not going to have a Rav Meir in the Hemshech of the Sugya that's going to say this either. So how did the Gemara know it's Rav Meir? So the Rosh says something very geschmack, something that different Rishonim in different places speak out, something that has come up in rate bites in the past, and that is Zok the Rosh, the Mestoma Bar Plukte the Rav Yehuda the Masnisen Hu Rav Meir. Because if we know there's a Machloik is Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, whether you have to say the Kafa Dimyon or not, Rav Yehuda says yeah, and his Mechulik, whoever that is, said no. Who is usually the person that argued with Rabbi Yehuda? It was Rav Meir. So much so that the Gemara says it's mistaber then that Rav Meir would be the one that holds that there is no chilik between Imra le Imra ki Imra. Why? Because I know Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds yeah, and he argued with somebody. Stamba plukti to Rabbi Yehuda's Rav Meir. And if that's the case, he's presumably going to be the Tana des Braisa. And this is something Rishonim say regarding Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and with all the famous Bali Plukta in Shas, Tein L'chacham V'yech Gamoy, this is something that can be used strategically sometimes, the Gemara does here, to ask a kasha. So either way, so who must the Tana this Braisa be? It must be Rav Meir, Zok the Gemara. If that's the case, Eimah Seif, I have a problem. From this Seif, what did it say? V'kulon loy oicha l'cha mutter. The Braisa said that if a person would say Imro li Imro ki Imro, or Dirim li Dirim ki Dirim, etc., etc., and then he would conclude by saying loy oicha l'cha, in that case it would be mutter. And we said, why would it be mutter? It's pasha, because what he's saying is what I'm not going to eat from you is going to be a problem, but what I'm going to eat from you is not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, could that be? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? It's the next Mishnah we're going to learn. But we saw it already in Daf Yud Aleph. Li carbon loy oichel lecha. Rav Meir oiser. Rav Meir said that if a person would say li carbon loy oichel lecha, it would be awesome. I'm Rav Abba, and Rav Abba explained what's the reason it's awesome. Because nasika oimer, the way we interpret his words of li carbon loy oichel lecha, as if he would have said li carbon yehe. Two things. Kamo lefichach loy oichel lecha. Now if Rav Meir holds, then if a person says l'karben l'yoychalacha, the way we teach it is l'karben yehe l'fichach l'yoychalacha, then l'imra l'yoychalacha should be the same thing. L'imra yehe l'fichach l'yoychalacha, l'dirim yehe l'fichach l'yoychalacha, l'eitzim yehe l'fichach l'yoychalacha. So freit the Gemara, I don't understand this braisa. Who's the time of the braisa? Rav Meir. Even though Rav Meir never said it mafurish, but he's Rav Yehuda's Baal Plukta. So we know it's Rav Meir. If it's Rav Meir, how do you understand the l'yoychalacha part of the braisa? Because Rav Meir l'shitasoi held l'karben l'yoychalacha aser, and Rav Abba explained the pirish is l'karben yehe. So lechura, all the lamid cases, why are they mutter? They shouldn't be awesome. So the Gemara says a kasha. It's not a kasha. Hada amar lo imra, hada amar le imra. It depends on whether the person said lo imra or if he said le imra. When the Mishnah says lekarben lo yoichel lecha rameir oiser, it's talking about where he said lekarben with a shva. Lit carbon, we teach lit carbon yehe lefichach loy oichelacha. When the Braisa said that if a person would say lit imra loy oichelacha mutter, it's talking about where he said lo imra loy oichelacha mutter. Lit imra and a chanami. Then we would teach lit carbon yehe lit imra yehe lefichach loy oichelacha. But the Braisa means where he said La Imra, not La Imra. He said La Imra, and being that he said La Imra, La Yoichalacha, it's for that reason it's going to be Mutter. Now the truth is, you can ask La Imra, La Yoichalacha. Doesn't that sound a little bit like Imra Masha Ani Yoichalacha? It does, but it's Rameir L'shita. Say Rameir holds you don't say Michla La Vatashim Meyehin. But either way, that Gemara says it's true. Rameir holds that Lekarbin Lo Yoichalacha. We teach Lekarbin Yehel Lefik Lo Yoichalacha. But that's if he said Lekarbin. But if he would say La Karbin, another thing that you have to speak out, just Pasha Pshat in the Braisa, and that is, so we just said that when it says Le Imra, it doesn't mean Le Imra, it means La Imra. That's why Le Imra Lo Yoichalacha is Mutter, because he said, Lo Imra, Lo Yoichalacha Mutter. There's no Michal Lavata Shemeah Hein. You don't have the Le Imra Yehela Fikhala Yoichalacha. And it's for that reason it's going to be Mutter. But here's the problem. If Le Imra means Lo Imra, then why when he says Oichalacha is it Asa? Imra, Le Imra, Ki Imra, Sha Oichalacha is Asa. If Le Imra really means Lo Imra, so when he says Lo Imra, Sha Oichalacha, he's saying, whatever I'm going to eat from you is not going to be an Imra. It's not Michal Lavat Hashemeya. Hey, Pasha, what did he say? He said clearly that it's not going to be a neder. So, L'chayra Mamanav Shach, if the word Le'imra means La'imra, and that's the way we're explaining the Lo'y Oichalacha, then how do you understand the Oichalacha? It's Tosfos Kasha, and Tosfos, you have to say that In the oichalucha part of the brisa, it's le imra. In the shaloi oichalucha part of the brisa, it's lo imra. And the chilik, therefore, is not whether you said oichalucha or loy oichalucha. The chilik is if he said le imra or if he said lo imra. It's up to Mishnah Vayta. If somebody says korban, or he says oila, or he says mincha, or he says chatas, or he says toid, or he says shlomim, shani oichalucha, aser, it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be mutar. Rabbi Yehuda's lishi tosoi, the Mishnah daf Yoram Beis, he holds that you have to have the kaf hadimya. And so therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds, in all these cases, it's going to be mutar. The Tana Kama argues with Rabbi Yehuda, he holds it's going to be aser. Man Tana, the Polagaleh, the Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that a minute ago. That's Rabbi Meir. So this Mishnah is essentially, again, the machloik is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you need the kaf hadimya or you don't need the kaf hadimya. Ha korbin. Kik carbon, carbon, sha'oichalacha, aser. Who's the Tana of this line? Again, it's Rameir. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only ki. That's going to be a problem. Ha carbon, kik carbon, carbon, sha'oichalacha, aser. Notice we chazed carbon. We said already, ha'oimer carbon, aser. And we're chazering over, again carbon, but the ikar is because we want to mention ha carbon and kik carbon. Li carbon, loy oichalacha. If a person says li carbon, loy oichalacha, Rameir oisner, Rameir says it's going to be aser, as we just spoke out. We taichel le carbon yehe, le fichach, loy oichalacha. Zok the Gemara, k'tani. The Mishnah said, carbon, ha carbon, kik carbon, sha'oichalacha, aser. Stoma, tanik, Rameir. Obviously, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Like we just spoke out, some dritimul, it's Rameir. The loishani le, bein imra le imra, who made no distinction between imra le imra, meaning you don't need the kafadimian. Freak the Gemara, Rameir, if it's Rameir, ha diktani, ha carbon, sha'oichalacha, aser. The Mishnah said, if a person would say, ha carbon, sha'oichalacha, would be aser. But tanik, belonging to the Bryce, moid, chamad, Rabbi Yehuda, chamad, moid, Rabbi Yehuda, ba'imra, ha carbon, baha, oila, baha, mincha, baha, Atos, Shnoichalocha, Shemutter, Chamim, who's the Chachamim? Again, it's Rameir, is Moida to Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person would say, Ha Karbin, the halacha is, it would be Mutter. And the reason is, Shloi Nadaze El Bechayi Karbin. This is a whole new taich. When a person says, Ha Karbin, Shnoichalocha, the way we taich it is, Ha Karbin. This person is maybe even swearing, even though it sounds like it's a neder, but Bechayi Karbin, he is taking upon himself that this is going to be a problem. The only time carbon is a lashon neder is if you matfis in the carbon. But if a person makes a declaration in the life of this sacrifice, it sounds dramatic. Aber tachlis, it's not considered anything, and it's mutter. But what's the kash? Again, the ratio of the Mishnah, ha'imer carbon, oilamin chachatis toydash shlomach, and oichalacha aser is who? It's Rameir. And then you have ha carbon, shnoichalacha aser. Which is a problem because we know Moedim Chacham the Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rameir, it's a little convoluted, who holds it? That's Mutter. So, Lechura, how do you understand the Mishnah? And the Gemara says, again, a very simple term. It's like Kasha Hada Omar, Ha Karbin, Vahada Omar, Ha Karbin. There's a chilik between Ha Karbin versus Ha Karbin. If a person says Ha Karbin, he's being Nishba Bechaya Karbin. If a person says ha carbon, that's no different than kick carbon, lick carbon. That already is going to be a problem. My time, but what's the reason that if a person says ha carbon, it's nothing? Chaye carbon, comer, like we just said, because what he means is to emphasize, to dramatize what he's saying, bechaye a carbon, which again is nice, but lamaisa, it's not considered hatfasa, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be considered, oh, another. Ketani, lick carbon, loy oichalcha. If a person says lick carbon, loy oichalcha, Rameir oiser, Rameir says it's going to be also fake again. Doesn't Rameir hold that we don't say Michla Lav Atashe Meyahin? So how could he hold the carbon loyoichalacha is going to be awesome? Meaning, Bishlaim, if Rameir would hold Michla Lav Atashe Meyahin, so it would be fine. Lit carbon loyoichalacha would be loy carbon masha ani loyoichal mishalcha, which would imply that ye carbon masha ani oichal mishalcha. But the problem is the Mishnah is very much Rab Meir. By the way, here it's Mefurish Rab Meir. So this is not because the Baal Pukta of Rab Yehuda is Rab Meir. It's Mefurish Rab Meir. And we know Rab Meir holds you don't say Michal Ab Atosh Shemeya Hein. So Freik the Gemara, if that's the case, how could Rab Meir say Aser? Zok the Gemara, Amir Rab Abba. Rab Abba said, this is also some Dritimu. Nase Ka Oimer Le Carbon Yehe Le Fichach Lo Yechalcha. The way we teach it is if the person said Le Carbon Yehe, it should be a carbon Le Fichach. It's for that reason Lo Yechalcha. So the Perek is going to end. Of course, but really on a very, very lumdishin note, And this Mishnah and ensuing Gemara is going to come up again later in the week. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll revisit this later in the week. For now, we're just going to end the parak. So to Mishnah, if somebody tells us, so this person is making a neder, and the neder is that he's never going to talk to his friend. But he said it in a nedarim dig away. I'm making a koinim on my mouth as it relates to talking to you. The Gemara will explain. I'm making a koinim on my hands as it relates to doing anything for you. Meaning, I'm not going to help you with anything. Not with my hands. And ragli malachas imcha. And the same is with my feet. I'm not going to go with you. If a person would say any one of these aforementioned things, aser, it would be considered a neder. Faith the Gemara, statue of Reminu. I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah later. The Mishnah on Daf Tesvav is going to compare and contrast nedarim and shvuas. And the Mishnah says that there are chumras that shvuas has over in the Dharm, and their chumras than the Dharm has over shvuas. So in a vacuum, what's more chumr, a neder or a shvuah? It's easy, a shvuah is more chumr. But there are chumras that you have in the Dharm over shvuah. And the Mishnah says, in fact, there are certain chumras that shvuah has over the Dharm, and certain chumras that the Dharm has over shvuah. So chumr bin the Dharm, a chumr that you find in the Dharm that you don't have by a shvuah, shnan the Dharm chalan ala mitzvah kibirishos, a neder schal on a dvar mitzvah, just like it's chal on a dvar rishos, masha'in came to shvuah as opposed to shvuah. So if a person would make a neder, he would say, koinim all matzes olai. And it's Pesach now, you can't eat matzah. If a person would make a shvuah, I swear I'm not going to eat matzah on Pesach, you're a nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah lahara ilahetiv, the shvuah is not going to be chal. So that's a chumah that you find in the Dharm over shvuahs, that in the Dharm are chal even on the Dvar mitzvah, as opposed to a shvuah that's not chal on the Dvar mitzvah. You find a chumah in shvuahs over in the Dharm, a shvuah is chal is ha-dova sheyesh by mamish, v'she'im by mamish. A shvuah is chal on ha-dova sheyesh by mamish, but it's also chal on a davar she'in boy mamish. Mash she'in came in the dar, as opposed to in the dar. So a person can make a shvuah regarding a maisa. He can make a shvuah, I will do something, I won't do something, even though doing is not a davar she'yesh by mamish. But at the same time, shvuah is chal on davar she'yesh by mamish, as opposed to neder is only chal on a davar she'yesh by mamish. A neder has to be chal on a piece of bread, on meat, on a person, on a table. It has to be chal on something tangible. What's the reason? So the Ran says, Pashit. The reason is because nedarim are issa cheftza and shvuah is issa gavra. Neder has to be chal on a cheftza because that's what it is. It is issa cheftza. Shvuah is issa gavra. So as long as there's a gavra, then there's the yesh by mamish for shvuah to be chal. In other words, shvuah needs a davar she'yesh by mamish just like the darim needs a davar she'yesh by mamish. But the shvuah, being that it's chal on the gavra, so the davar she'yesh by mamish is the gavra. The men shalein is the davar she'yesh by mamish, as opposed to neder, which is chal on the cheftza. So unless the thing that you are forbidding right now involves a davar she'yesh by mamish, there's no mocking for the neder to be chal. But either way, what do you see from here? What you see is that nedarim are not chal on a davar she'ein by mamish. Faith the Gemara, how does that Mishnah and Daft HaSvav stem with this Mishnah? Here we have a Mishnah. We're dealing with koinamos. This is for sure a neder. Yodai oisin imcha. Ragdi malachas imcha. Aser, it's chal. L'chura, what did he make a koinam on? On talking, on doing, on walking. These are dvarim she'ein by mamish. So how does the shtim? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, but Omer, you have to say that in the Mishnah, the person didn't say koinam pi medaber imcha. But rather, what he said was ye aser pi lidiburi. He said that I'm making a koinam on my mouth, klape talking to you. Yodai lemaseim. I'm making a koinam on my hands, klape doing work for you. Ragla, I'm making a koinam on my feet, lihilucham, klape walking for you. In other words, the nether was taka not on the maisa. The nether was on the cheftza. What's the cheftza? The person's mouth, the person's hands, the person's feet. Now, he's not saying, I'll never have any anah from my mouth, or I'll never have any anah from my hands. He's angling it, and he's customizing it, clapping it is, but the point is, the nether is chal on a davar she'yesh by mamish, because the nether is mean chal on this cheftza. It's actually very meduyik, it's very, very mestaber that that's really what the Mishnah meant. Why? Diktani pi medaber imcha. Why did the person even mention the word pi? Like, why did the Mishnah get involved in pi? For like tani, she'ani medaber imcha, or she'ani medaber imcha. Why are we even talking about the mouth? Because we understand that koinamas are only chal on a cheftza, it has to be a davar she'yesh by mamish, and that's the way we interpret the neder of our Mishnah. We interpret it as being chal on the peh, being chal on the yadayim, being chal on the raglayim. And on that note, hadron alach kol kinuye. So, as it relates to raid on today's daf, and really raid on the next few dafim, I think it's kedai to speak about something interesting, which is me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan to the sugis in the beginning of Mesechtes Nedarim. And that is the topic of Lashon HaKodesh. So before we begin, I just want to thank Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld for, number one, giving me the idea to talk about Lashon HaKodesh and the chashivus of Lashon HaKodesh, which is fascinating, both from a halachic perspective and beyond fascinating from a hashkafa perspective. But either way, just understanding and the idea to talk about Lashon HaKodesh. Additionally, over the last few days, I discussed this topic at length with Rabbi Bienenfeld, and he shared with me a lot of Mar Makoimis, Shekava Mar Makoimis. So really, these next Raid Bites are very much based on some of those conversations that we had. So the Masechta began, Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim. As we saw, the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, what exactly a kinuy is. Rabbi Yochanan said, kinuyim are lashon umos. Reish Lakish said, kinuyim are lashon shebadu lehem chachamim liyos noyedibay. Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish is up to run, not a lot of suspense. With three exceptions in Shas, we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that a kinuy is lashon umos. So really, the halacha that is the introduction to Masechtas Nedarim is that if a person makes a neder, he doesn't have to make the neder dafkin Lashon HaKodesh. Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, even if he would make the neder b'lashon umos, still the neder would be chal. The truth is, as we learned the first parak of the Masechta, the Gemara never brought a makar that kinuyei nedarim is kinedarim. Now the truth is, that's not 100% accurate, because if you look in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brought the braisa, the hekesh between nedarim and naziris, so the Gemara said, we learn halachas of nedarim to naziris, and we learn halachas of naziris to nedarim. And the Gemara said, one of the things that we learn from nedarim to naziris is just like we find by naziris, kinuye naziris is kinaziris, and yadais naziris is kinaziris, so too when it comes to nedarim, kinuye nedarim is kinedarim and yodes nedarim is kinedarim. But all the Rishonim and Bereishim, the Ran says that there's a toss in that brisa, and you have to take the word kinuyim out. And avada, there's no ripo. You don't need any hekesh. You don't need any drasha to teach me that kinuyim nedarim is kinedarim, because it's a svar pshuta. Why would you think that a person should have to make a neder dafkin lashon hakodesh? Now you can't say it's such a svar pshuta, because if it was such a svar pshuta, why would we have a sugi in shas called kinuyim nedarim kinedarim? Abahamia says the Ran, there's no way you need a pasuk and a drasha to teach me that. But what's the bottom line? Halacha l'maisa. What's a kinui? Lepsak halacha. Rabbi Yochanan. It's someone that made a neder. He didn't make it b'lashon hakodesh. He made it b'chalosh. So it doesn't matter what language a person makes his neder in. The neder is going to be chal. Stating that, it's mavur that there are nafkaminas between someone that makes a neder b'lashon hakodesh versus somebody makes a neder b'shal l'shoynis. The Rambam in Hilchas Kriyishma, Perek Beis Halacha Yud says, Koyre Odom Eshma B'chol Lashon. A person can learn Kriyishma in any language that he wants. It's really Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, but we paskin that Kriyishma is Nemeres B'chol Lashon, Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya, and the Halacha says the Rambam is, a person can read Kriyishma B'chol Lashon. Then the Rambam adds two words, Sheyeh Makira. If you look in the side, in the Shinuyei Nuschois, it seems that the old Tfusim of the Rambam had a different girsa. Sheyeh Mevino. So, with that old Nusach, what the Rambam is saying is, Koyra Adam Eshma B'chol Lashon, Sheyeh Mevino. A person can learn Kriyishma in any Lashon, but it has to be a language that he understands. I saw the Briskerov in the Stenslach, and this is in Perek Ve'ilu Ne'marim B'chol Lashon, in Masech Desoito, so he shtelled, and he asked, that what's Pashup Shan in the Rambam? Why does the Rambam hold that the only time you can learn Kriyishma B'shar Lashonos is if you understand the Lashon? In Lashon HaKodesh, there's no such halacha. The first pasuk in Kriyishma, you have to have kavana, you have to understand. But other than that, is there halacha somewhere that says that if a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh and he learns Kriyishma, he's not yotze Kriyishma? For sure not. The Rambam never brought it in his Yad Chazaka. The Rambam's bringing it when he said the halacha of Koyra Adam Eshma B'chol Lashon. And the Rav said there, the Rambam was Moisev Shiyah Mivino. And it sounds like that the Rambam held that the only time a person can be yotze Kriyishma B'shar L'shoynois is if he understands the Lashon. So Lashon Kodesh you wouldn't have to understand. But Shav Lashonis you would have to understand. And Tzorech Bir, you have to know, why is this the case? The Ritva, which in Masechtas Nedarim is obviously in the Ritva, but it's also in the back of the Gemaras on the side of the Ramban, This is all part of the Lashon Nedarim Mishunah. But you have the Ramban, which is usually where the Rif would be. And on the side, where you would have the Ran, you have the Ritva. But either way, so the Ritva brings the Machlokes, Rabbi Eichon, Reish Lakish. This is literally Daf Aleph Amid Aleph. Dafei Arif start on Daf Aleph. So this is Daf Aleph Amid Aleph, and he starts right here in the beginning, and he says that the Kinuyim is a Machlokes between Rabbi Eichon, Reish Lakish. Quoting, Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, Lashon Umos, Shekoyrin Lekarbin Koinem Ulushvua Shvusa. Ve'im Ba'oisei Mokim Bulvad Nader Oy Nishba B'Shem Oiseilu. If a person would make a Nader or a Shvua Ba'oisei Mokim, in that place, meaning the place where they speak that language, Hareza Nader Oy Shvua Gemura Min Atayra, Ve'hilchasak Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Ritva says again, he makes a Tanai Kofel, Ube Mekoymois Acherin. If you're in a place and you use a language that nobody talks that language, you'd have to make it based on those kinuyim. So Ritva is discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, that holds that kinuyim aloshin umois, zok to Ritva that in order for a kinuy to be okay, you would have to recite the kinuy in the place where people speak that language. But if you're in a makom where people don't speak that language, in that case, the kinuy is not going to be a kinuy. In other words, we have two major qualifications in the Rishonim as it relates to understanding Lashon Umos. We have the Rambam who said it regarding Kriyishma, and we have the Ritva who said it regarding Nedarim. The Rambam Hilchas Kriyishma said that even though we paskim, you can say Kriyishma b'chaloshin, but it's only b'loshin sheyiyeh mevino. It has to be on the condition that you understand the loshin that you're saying. The Ritva was discussing kinui and Nedarim, and he said that the only time a kinui is going to be a kinui is if you say it in a place where this is the way that people speak. The Mishabrura in Hilchas Kriyishma in Simon Samach Beis. So the Mechaber Paskins that a person can say Kriya Shema B'chaloshin and the Mishabrura and the Bir Halacha, it's a little bit of an Arichos, but what he says is that there's two conditions. One condition is you have to understand it, that's a Mefurish Loshon HaRambam, and there's another condition, it has to be in a Mokim where people speak that language. So if a person is going to go to a Mokim where nobody speaks a certain language, you understand it, right? Just to get this clear, you understand it 100%. And Kriya Shema's Ben Adam LaMokim, the Ebishter understands it as well. Afal Peking, it doesn't matter. The only time Sehez gezakt. The only time Sehez taloshin is if number one you understand it, and number two it has to be in a makim where people speak that way. But again, the question is why? What's the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Umos? The Ran said Misvaru, we know Lashon Umos. It's not something that's learned that Krishma, you have to come onto a drasha maybe. For sure Nedarim. Yet the only time it's considered Lashon is number one if you understand it, and number two, you're in a place where the Oilum understands it. And L'chayra, it's something that's very, very tzorach bir. But I think that the Pashup Shad is very, very obvious. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between Lashon HaKodesh and between Shar L'shoynes. And the Maramokim, without a question, to understand and really to bring out the chilek, yisoydi, between Lashon HaKodesh and Shar Umos is the Ramban al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Ki Sisa. Just to read one excerpt. Says the Ramban, why is it that Lashon HaKodesh is referred to Lashon HaKodesh? Kodesh means Kedusha, Hekdesh. It should be called the Lashon HaTorah. The Torah was written in that language, I understand. But why Lashon HaKodesh? Says the Ramban, quote, Shehu mipnei shedivrei HaTorah v'hanavua v'chol divrei Kedusha kulam b'Lashon Ahu nemru. Divrei Torah, Divrei Nevuah, all Divrei Kedusha were said in Lashon HaKodesh. V'hine, hu ha-Lashon sh'HaKodesh Baruch Hu yizbarach sh'boi, midaber boyim neviyah v'im adasai. Whenever the Eibishter throughout history communicated with people, he always communicated b'Lashon HaKodesh. Anoichi v'lo yilocha, u'shar Divrei Satorah, the Eibishter said b'Lashon HaKodesh. V'ha-Nevuah, all the Nevuahs of all the Neviyah, from Yecheskel to Yeshaya to Yoel to Amos to Nochem, everybody's Nevuah, it all came b'Lashon HaKodesh. U'boi nikro b'shmois of HaKadoshim, all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are b'Lashon HaKodesh. Kael, Elikim, Tzfokos, Shakai, Ko, Vashem HaGodol HaMiyuchid, and the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. The Ramban continues, Uboi Bara Oilamoy. The Eibishter created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. The Chof Beis Oysir Shaboy Nivru Shamayim Va'aretz. V'koro Shem Oy Shamayim Va'aretz V'chol Asher Bom. U'malocha V'chol Tzvot. L'kulam B'Shem Yikro. All the names of the Malachim, says the Ramban, Lashon HaKodesh. Michael V'Gavriel B'Loshonahu. Uboi Koro Shemus L'Kdoshim Asher Ba'aretz. The Eibishter used Lashon HaKodesh to name the Kdoshim Asher Ba'aretz. Who were the Kdoshim? Listen to L'shoyne Azov Shal Ramban. Avram, Yitzchak, U'Shloima V'Zulasa. skips Yaakov, goes all the way to Shlomo HaMelech. But Avram, Yitzchak, and Shlomo, they're the Kedoshim, Asher, Ba'aretz, and they're all named B'loshen HaKodesh. HaKlal, I'm skipping a little bit. Ki Adavar Baru Shaloshen Kodesh Kedoshim Hu K'moshe Pirashti. The Loshen is not just Kodesh, you can call it Loshen Kodesh Kedoshim, says the Ramban. It's Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim. So Loshen HaKodesh is not just another language. Loshen HaKodesh is the language that is Kodesh. It's Kodesh Kodashim. It's the language that HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol communicates with. So he communicated with the Nevi'im when it was Atar Reisul Adas Ki Hashem Hu Alekim, when we all were Zoichet to hear the Dvar Hashem, us, our Neshomas, we heard it in Loshen HaKodesh. Anoichi V'lo Yilcha is the Loshen HaKodesh. It's the names of the Ovitz. It's the names of the Malachim. It's the names of Kaviyachol Alei. Boy Nivru Boy Shamayim V'aret. So really, the Chashivus of Lashon HaKodesh is so obvious. It's Pashit. So you can hear, L'chura, why Lashon HaKodesh would have Milois in Lashon versus Shai L'shoinis. So the Lashon Chashuva, the Lashon, that's Kodesh Kodashim, that's considered a Lashon, even if you don't understand it. Even if you're in a Mokim that people don't speak that way. But if you're going to now pull out a language, and you're going to start speaking in that language, so it could be then already, it's going to be different. But the emes is, there's a little bit of an oimek here. It's a little bit tiefer as it relates more specifically to the sugya that we're discussing. And that is, Rabbi Bienenfeld shared with me a Maromokim. It's a sefer that was written in English. It's called Lashon HaKodesh, History, Holiness, and Hebrew. It was written by Rabbi Reuven Chaim Klein. So Toich Dvarov in the sefer, and this is on page 53, he quotes Rabbi Dr. Akiva Tetz. He has an excerpt from his Sefer World Mask, and I'm familiar, Rabbi Tetz talks about this in some of his other books as well, where he talks about the chshivas of Lashon HaKodesh. This is the one excerpt, there's no one that could say it better than Rabbi Tetz, so this is literally Lashon HaYazov. He says, in Torah, words express essence, because words are in fact the basis for the existence of those things which they describe. The world was created by God saying the words, Basarim Amoris Nivra Olam, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which themselves became the objects of creation. In Hebrew, the word for a word and for a thing are the same, Davar. Davar means word and Davar means a thing. All things in the world are in fact none other than divine words crystallized into material existence. The words are the medium of creation, and a correct grasp of the words is a correct grasp of the elements of creation. So it's a shtickle teeth. But what Rabbi Katz is saying is that we know that Eibishter created the world with words. B'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu. B'asorim amoris nivra oilom. The Eibishter created an Elon by saying the word. The Eibishter created shamayim by saying shamayim. The Eibishter created aretz by saying aretz. The reason shamayim is shamayim is not because there was some heskim that when you want to describe this thing, this is the word that you should use to describe it. The reason shamayim is because the word shamayim is actually what caused shamayim to come into existence. And the pirish of shamayim is the essence of what shamayim is. That's why just uttering that word was able to create Shamayim and to bring it into existence. So Lashon HaKodesh is, yeshiva they say, Lashon Be'etzim, but this is the Oimek. The Oimek is because it's the word that actually caused this thing into existence. And the word is not just a word that we use amongst ourselves, Sivishanins. It's like this, when a person wants to say the Himmel, he's going to know what he's talking about. He means, oh, you said Shamayim, that's what you mean. No, there's a very, very intrinsic connection between the word Shamayim and what Shamayim is. In fact, he says, if you want to understand the essence of Shamayim, understand the word Shamayim. But the more you understand the word, the more you're going to understand the Metzias. Because Dover and Dover, it's the same thing. It's all one and the same. So really, all languages are just like that Ran says in that Bezam and Aleph. It's Haskamas HaUmois. We all got together and we decided that instead of saying Shamayim, we're going to say Heaven. Whatever, it's all good. That's fine. It's Chashiv. There's nothing to talk about. You can be Mekadosh Anisha like that. You can say Krishma like that. You can make a Kinu like that. There's no question about it. But at the same time, here there's going to be limitations. Being that this is our own Otmach, that this should be the Cheshivas of Lashon, so it's only going to be considered Lashon. Number one, if you understand it. And even then, there's a new tonight that the Ritva says that the Be'alacha brings the Halacha Chiddush, that even has to be in a Mokim that people understand it. A Be'Lashon HaKodesh, das is Mamish Gezok Tezach. Whether you fashtei it or not, doesn't matter your level of Amaratzis. It's irrelevant. L'maisa, you said it. And because you said it, so on a deeper level, that is the Lashon Be'etzim. Either way, it's Poshim Shara. Pashim Shat L'Chayra, in terms of understanding the chashivas that you find in Lashon HaKodesh versus the chashivas that you find in Shar L'Shaynes. That's the first ara. Second ara, moving along, it's going to get more intense as we get into the next few days. You can see where this is going already. But the second ara is an interesting shayla, and that is studying Lashon HaKodesh. Is that a mitzvah or is that not a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to study Lashon HaKodesh? Me'inyan le'inyan. What about diktuk? The study of diktuk, is that Torah? Is that a mitzvah? And really, you can hear the question on two levels. Is it a mitzvah? An intim tzolaymer, it's a mitzvah. Is it Talmud Torah? L'may nafkemina? You have to make brichas Torah. That's how you're going to sit down, you're going to read a book, and you're going to want to understand Lashon HaKodesh better. Are you going to learn a sefer on diktuk? Do you have to make brichas haTorah before that? Could you read it in a bathroom? An oval, on Tisha B'Av? Could a person study Lashon HaKodesh? Could you teach it to an Eini Yehudi? U'mishpatim bal yadayim? Is that something that you'd be allowed to do, or is that not something you'd be allowed to do? The Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, and it's in Pirkei Avos, it's Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ve'hevizor b'mitzvah kala kebachamura she'in ato yodeya matan schar shel mitzvah." A person should be careful for a mitzvah kala, just like he's careful by a mitzvah chamur. Why? Because in your mind, you think the mitzvah kala is going to get you less schar. Ein ato yodeya matan schar shel mitzvahs, right? Memo, you don't really understand how this works, and as a result, you should be nizer for a mitzvah kala, just like you're being nizer for a mitzvah chamur. So the Rambam gives examples in his Pirush on this Mishnah of mitzvahs kalois and mitzvahs chamuris. Listen to Lushoyne Azov Shalai Rambam. Acha kach omar, shetzorich lizor b'mitzvah sheyichoshev ba shehi kala. A person has to be careful for a mitzvah that is yechoshev ba shehi kala. Kisimchas haregel ulemeidas loshen ha-goydesh. Wow. K'mitzvah shehizbar lecha chumrasa shehigadayla. K'mila v'tzitzis v'shchitas ha-pesa. Far on the front. The Rambam was giving examples of a mitzvah kala. And the Rambam threw in that what's an example of a mitzvah kala? Simchas ha-regel. And another one is lemeidas lashon ha-kodesh. This is the one marumakim where maybe there's a basis and there's a platesis to say that studying Lashon HaKodesh is a mitzvah. It's a Rambam, it's tucked away. It's in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos. What's an example of a mitzvah? Kalasach the Rambam, Sichas HaRegel, and Lamedus Lashon HaKodesh. The emes is that there's a makar to this Rambam, obviously. And the makar is in a Sifri. The Sifri is in the parish of Kriya Shema, V'limadetem Oysam Es B'neichem L'daber Ba. When a child begins to speak, Aviv Midaber Imoy Lashon HaKodesh, his father is supposed to speak with him Lashon HaKodesh, Umalamdei Torah, and he's supposed to teach him Torah. V'mein Midaber Imoy Lashon HaKodesh, says this, the free can't even say this. If a father does not teach his son Lashon HaKodesh, V'einoy Milamdei Torah, Ro'u Loi Ki'ilu Koyfroi. Shenemar, v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem l'daber bom, im limadetem oisem es b'neichem, what comes afterwards, l'man yirbu yameichem v'imei v'neichem. V'im lav yiktzeru yameichem shekach divrei Torah nidreshes michlal lav ato shemeyo hein u'michlal hein lav, pun intended. But either way, says the Sifri, what does it mean v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem? Kishatino yigmascha l'daber oviv medaber imer loshen ha-koydesh u'malamdei Torah. If you take a look at the Tosefta, in the first parak of Masechtas Chagiga, right in the beginning, the Tosefta says, Kimat verbatim, Vashneiton Sefri. It's also in Yerushalmi and Masechtas Sukkah. So there's a Sefri, there's a Tosefta, and there's a Yerushalmi that all say the same thing. A father has a chiyuv to be mechanech his children. As soon as the child begins to talk, Aviv medaber imoy loshen ha-kodesh, u'malamdei Torah. So if a father has an obligation to teach his child loshen ha-kodesh, it certainly sounds like it's a mitzvah. It even sounds like it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, because that's the pasuk of v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem. If that's the case, this would seem to be at first glance the makar to the Rama. But there's a very big problem with this. The problem is that this Sifri, and this Tosefta, and this Yerushalmi is also a Talmud Bavli. It's a very, very well-known Gemara. It's a Gemara, Perek Lulav Gazel, Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. And over there, the Gemara brings it b'shinui lashon k'tzas. And this is the reason we've never heard this before. Because we've heard this Gemara 1,000 times, but we've never heard it with those words. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, Kotten hayudei l'naneya chay b'luluf, l'satev chay b'tzitzis, l'shmer tfilin, aviv l'kech lay tfilin, yudei l'dader, when a child knows how to speak, aviv melamdoi Torah v'krishma. Mahi, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrosh Nakilas Yaakov, Kriyas Shema Mahi, Pasuk Rishon. But either way, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Where the Gemara brings Katan Ayodei Elodabra, but the Gemara leaves out Lashon HaKodesh. And the emphasis, if you look in the Poskim, the Rambam Yad Chazaka, the Rif, Shulchan Aruch, all the Poskim, they quote verbatim the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and nobody brings the Girsa of the Sefri, nobody brings the Tosefta, and nobody brings the Yerushalmi. And this is Einoy Oimer Elo Dershuni. It's a Pella, because it certainly sounds like the Gemara in Sukkah is really quoting this same Sefri. Kula Miraya Echad Nitno. It sounds like this is all one Braisa. And somehow, the Sefri, the Tosefta, and the Yerushalmi all included that the father's responsibility is to teach Lashon HaKodesh. Yet, when it came to the Talmud Bavli, for some reason, the Talmud Bavli omitted Lashon HaKodesh. Incidentally, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, in Parashas Ekev, on the Pasuk, Rashi quotes this Chazal, and Rashi quotes this Sefri. Rashi brings that a father has to teach Lashon HaKodesh. And really, if we were going to do our own little analysis here, this is what it sounds like. It sounds like I have a Sefri, a Tosefta, and a Yerushalmi that all say Lashon HaKodesh on the one hand. I have a Bavli on the other hand that doesn't say Lashon HaKodesh. I have the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos and Rashi in his Pirush HaLaTorah that say Lashon HaKodesh. But I have the Rambam in his Yad and the Rif and all the Poskim, Perushim, the Shulchan Aruch, that don't say Lashon HaKodesh. So what would that mean, Halacha L'maaseh, if you're trying to figure this out on your own? So what would you say? Well, L'chura, it's not hard math. Machloik is Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Sifri. You can throw on the Sifra and the Teres Gayanim, etc., etc. We're going to paskin like the Bavli. So from the omission of the Bavli, it certainly sounds like we paskin that a father doesn't have a responsibility to teach Lashon Kodesh. The fact that the Rambam appears in Mishnayos and Rashi in his Pirush HaLaTorah brought Lashon Kodesh is very interesting, and it certainly makes for a good raid. But at the same time, Halacha L'maisa, we always speak out from the Night of Yehuda, that the Night of Yehuda said you can't paskin Shailas based on a Pirush. He was saying it regarding a Rabbar Tanura and a Rashi. Yeah, you can't paskin Shailas based on that. So the Rambam said it in his Pirush on Mishnayos. Rashi said it in his Pirush on Shas. Pirush al Torah. So based on Pirushim, we can't really buy. You have to look at what the Poskim say, and none of the Poskim bring it. So really, based on that, you would certainly walk away thinking that even though there is this very interesting Lashon in the Rambam, Pirush on Mishnayos, but it's l'chayr based on the Sefri and the Bavli Shtei Nishtazoy, and the Rambam himself didn't bring it in the Yad Chazaka. So again, makes for good raid. Oh, but l'maisa doesn't sound like there's much to do with this from a very, very pure Halacha l'maisa perspective. Oh, but the emissaries still have to understand this. It's very, very, very interesting that the Sefri, the Tosefta, and the Yerushalmi all had that a father has a responsibility to teach Lashon Kodesh, yet, for some reason, the Talmud Bavli omitted it. The emissaries that the Baal Torah Tamima, in his Pirush Torah Tamima, on this pasuk, "V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem," so he has a whole arichos on this discussion. He's very, very bothered by it, and he says that Ulai, maybe the pshat is based on a Gemara in the Sechtes Brachos Daf Chavches on the base. So this is prime real estate. Brachos Chavches, Befrad and Unzer Echabura. But this is in the Sechtes Brachos Daf Chavches on the base. But this Gemara is not so well known. And part of the reason this Gemara is not so well known, because this Gemara was censored, the Meshach HaDairis. But the Gemara we did discuss is Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. So Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Nichnesu Talmidov Levakroi. So the Talmidim came to be Mevakroi Chayla. Amrulay Rabbeinu. Lamdenu Archas Chaim v'niskebem l'chayi Oylem Abba. Teach us Archas Chaim. We want to be zoicha to Oylem Abba. So he gave them a little bit of a Musa Shmus. Amalem, he told them, Hizaru b'chvoit chavreichem. You should give kovet to your chaveirim. Uminu b'neichem min ha-hegyoin. And you shouldn't allow your sons to get involved in hegyoin. But hishivum bein birkei talmidei chachamim. And to the contrary, what you should do with your children is, you should be moishev then on the less of talmidei chachamim. If you look at Rashi says, what does it mean? What did he tell them? Then, uminu b'neichem min ha-hegyoin. Loi targilum b'mikra yoisem bidai. Don't teach them too much mikra. Mishum demashcha. There's something censored here. The reason is because Rabbi Eliezer lived in the time of the early Noitzrim, and they were very Oisek in scripture. And Rabbi Eliezer was saying that you have to be very, very careful. And if your children are going to understand Mikro Yoisem Midai, this is something that could come to a Michshel. And because this is something that can come to a Michshel, so he said, be careful and don't teach them too much Mikro. So the Torah Tamima wonders out loud. He says, Chvesnisht. But maybe, Avada, the original Braisa, this Sefri and the Tosefta, and even the Yerushalmi had it like that, was to teach Lashon HaKodesh. But the Chachmei HaTalmud Bavli had a Mesoira from Rabbi Eliezer, and they were worried about something. And they said that to go ahead and to teach Mikra is a little bit dangerous, and that's why somehow they said a katan that's yodei ledaber, don't teach him Lashon HaKodesh. You don't want him running suddenly to the Sfarim Shank and to different places and libraries and opening up books, and they're going to start reading things that maybe they're not going to be able to understand. So I'll tell you a davar nifla. This is the Torah Tamima's thesis. This is his ha'ara. Rabbi Binefeld showed me a sefer called Kol Tzafayach. So Kol Tzafayach was written by a big guy, and his name was Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni. He's known as Rabbi Yehuda Migradna, one of the great Siluyim. He wrote a sefer called Kol Tzafayach, and he goes through this inyan very, very thoroughly. So Taich Dvarov, he brings the Torah Tamima, and then he says as follows: Va'achakach matzasi b'sefer Shari Tzion lahagoyin Rabin Tzion Mibilsk. I don't know if the Olam knows who Rabin Tzion Mibilsk was. Rabin Tzion Mibilsk was a Litvish gadol. And probably the thing that brings out his godless the most is that the Chafetz Chaim requested that Rabbi Tzion Mibilsk give him a haskam on the Mishnah Berurah. So if you look in the front of the Mishnah Berurah, there's five haskamas on the Mishnah Berurah. One of them was given by Rabbi Tzion Mibilsk. I heard from one of the Yodei Dover that in Brisk they say over that Rabbi Chaim Brisk got gezak, that from all the people that gave haskamas on the Chafetz Chaim, the only one that was bigger than the Chafetz Chaim learning was Rabbi Tzion Mibilsk. That's Rabbi Chaim said. So this is Rabbi Tzion Mibilsk. He wrote a sefer called Shari Tzion, and the Kol Tzafayach quotes it here, Teich Tvarav, after he brings the Torah Tamima. And when he quotes this, so he has a whole arichas on this. And he says it mamash so beautifully. It's kedai. I mean, can't find the sefer, but off the computer. But it's kedai to see l'shoinei hazav. And that is, he said that it was understood, it was poshet, that everyone was going to know Lashon HaKodesh. You can't learn without Lashon HaKodesh. It's the obvious. But at the same time, a katan ha-yodei ledaber. Katan's just starting out in life. You're going to teach him Lashon HaKodesh. What would be the merit? He said the merit would be that, like this, you're going to give him the tools that he needs to go out and conquer the world. That was true Amal. But he said once already there were issues, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas Chafres, and there were already sakonis, and it already wasn't so poshid. So he said, don't let the children be equipped with the ability to go out and learn by themselves. Besser kedetze lernen, they should have to come on to a Rebbe. And like this, even in the Torah Shabbiksav, they'll have the Torah Shabbapeh. And everything is going to be safer. You almost wonder, this is an egg and a hergish, if maybe post Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, after they started writing the Torah Shabbapeh, so everything was written now. So now you have to be a little bit more sensitive, number one. Number two, you want to maintain a little Torah Shabbapeh. So if you're going to teach the kids Lashon Kodesh, they're going to know everything. They're not going to need any help. So it's like this, we shield them a little bit. But either way, he says this is very, very stark. Avada, the kid's going to know one day. No problem, Avada. Once he's old enough, he's mature enough, and he's able to go, he's a Baal Bechir. He can do what he wants. And when a kid is young, you don't want to equip him to be able to open up all the svarim. And therefore, it's Tavka, the cotton, Cheyodei, Ledaber, that we're removing it from. Avada, when the child's going to go. But he went with this Mahalach of the Torah Tamima, that there's no question. Avada, the Sifri, and the Tosefta, and the Yerushalmi. Avada, it's Emes. And the Babli was never being chaylik on that. Either Babli took out the word Lashon HaKodesh, Lulei de Mistafina, was taken out b'kavon, it was taken out b'dafka, because we didn't want children to be able to access. This is mamash what it was. It was a shmira. It's like this, they won't be able to access all those svarim. How are you going to stop them? You're going to disarm them by them not knowing the language. So what will they know? They'll sit with the Rebbe. Whatever the Rebbe teaches them, that they're going to know. Beyond that, they won't know. We'll do that as they're younger. Yeah, once they get older, he's not arguing. It's the katan ha-yodei ledaber. It's a sif in Hilchis Chinuch. That's what it is. When we're talking about a katan ha-yodei ledaber, when the kid is at that young age, when everything is so, so sensitive, that's where you have to be very, very careful. So what's the bottom line? Is l'meidas Lashon HaKodesh a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Is it Talmud Torah? Is it not Talmud Torah? You have to make Berachas Torah, all those nafkaminas. So, the emes is, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The tshuva is in Shelos Yaivitz. We don't have that many tshuvas, Rabbi Yaakov. I mean, Shelos Yaivitz can move him, but every one is gold. And it's a tshuva in Shelos Yaivitz. It's actually a small tshuva, and it's one of the tshuvas that we can actually understand. It's in Chelik Aleph, it's Simen Yud. And his question is, Nistapakti emuta la'ayim bebeis hakiseh? B'mishkalei Hashem Mois v'hapa'olim. Is it mutter for a person in the Beis HaKiseh to learn diktuk? This was the shayla. The shayla is, could you learn diktuk or could you not learn diktuk? So he says, at first glance, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, it's an Erechaim Simen Pei Hei, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to speak Lashon Kodesh in a bathroom. Are you allowed to speak Lashon Kodesh in a Beis HaKiseh? So it's a Mefurash HaHalacha. Dvarim Shel Choyl, mutter lo'imra b'Lashon HaKodesh. As long as the words that you're saying, Advarim Shalchayel, it's going to be mutter to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, even in a Beis HaKiseh. Now, Yaakov Emden doesn't bring that the Magen Avram says, L'chatchilu you shouldn't. Yigra doesn't bring that. But Al Kapanim, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says, this is something that it's mutter to do. Shma Mina, he says, Beloshin Atzmai Lekom Yishum Kedusha. That based on the Loshin itself, there's going to be no Kedusha. But he says, I have one problem, I have one Ha'ara. He says, the Ha'ara is, he says that I know that my father, Yaakov Avinu's father was the Chacham Tzvi, said that when he was in the Beis HaKisei, so he would be Ma'ayin in Svarim, Shal Chachmei Umoysa Oilom, that were written Beloshin Las. And he said, the Tata said that they had a Messiah, that that's what the Ramban used to do when the Ramban was in the Beis HaKisei. And he says, it's poshut and it's butter to me, that if it was mutter to be Ma'ayin and learn Diktuk and learn Lashon HaKodesh in the Beis HaKisei, that the Ramban would not have been busy with Chachmei Umoysa Oilom. And he said, my Tata of Imayr Zichu wouldn't have done that. He would have learned Diktuk. So why did he not learn Diktuk? Must be he held that it was Aser. But he says, I don't understand why. Abnomi doesn't bring Rambam Sufri, doesn't bring any of the Ma'arim HaKodesh. So he says, I don't understand. So he says, that could be the reason is that once upon a time, people used to speak Lashon HaKodesh. So Lashon HaKodesh was a Sprach. Today, nobody speaks Lashon HaKodesh. Today, Lashon Kodesh is very much associated with Limud HaTorah. So he says, if you're going to sit down and you're going to be in the Beis HaKisei and you're going to be getting involved in Diktuk, you know what's going to happen? You're going to write a Pirush al HaTorah. That's what's going to end up happening. So you're going to end up, right? Depending on how much time, that's how many volumes you're going to have. But the bottom line is, you're going to end up with a commentary on the Torah Shebek Sa, because all your association today with Diktuk is going to be different Pesukei HaTorah. So said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, so he said, it's for that reason I think today it's going to be a problem. So he says, Amo, once upon a time, he said it wasn't an issue. But he says, the issue is not a Be'etzem to get issue. He says, you want to know if it's an issue by Etzem? I don't think it's an issue by Etzem. He said, but at the same time, the reason this is a problem is because today you're going to inevitably associate. So the bottom line is, could you learn Diktuk in a Beis HaKisei? Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, no. He says, you can't. But not because he held it was Talmud Torah. He held Fakert. He held that it really wasn't. But the reason it's going to be a problem is Pashut because of this association. Just to end, again, we're just getting started, but just to end with one final Ha'ara, and that is that I saw in the Kol Tzafayich from Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni, so one of the Ha'aras he says that it's Pashut to him, Hamiya, from the Rambam, that even though the Rambam held that Lemedas Lashon HaKodesh is a mitzvah, he said it in his Pirush HaMishnayis. Again, you have to know if it's Halacha L'maisa. But the Rambam for sure said it in his Pirush HaMishnayis, but his Zichah did not hold that it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He said, Azoy vay zichanat. He said, how do I know that? He says, because the Rambam referred to it as a mitzvah kala. He said, if it's Talmud Torah, how can it be a mitzvah kala? Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So if the Rambam referred to it as a mitzvah kala, so he says, impossible that this would be the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he says, homi of is borer to me that the Rambam did not hold it was the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the MS, I think we could dingzach on this. And this is based on a ha'ara that we had a good time with once upon a time. And that is Reb David Yoel Weiss in a Sefer Megadim Chadashim. It's in Parshas Re'eh. It's on the mitzvah that says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'chulu v'hoyisa ach sameach. So he asks a ha'ara nifla. It says, the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayis, said, what's a mitzvah kala? So then we focused on the first mitzvah kala that the Rambam said. Simchas HaRegel. So he says, everybody knows, in Yeshiva they say over, that the Vilna Gaon said that the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to be Mekayim is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So how is it possible that the Rambam referred to it as a mitzvah kala? The Rambam says, what's a mitzvah kala? Simchas HaRegel. The Gaon said that it's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. So at the time we mentioned that I spoke to the Rashiva Rabbi Yeruchin Olshin Shlita about this kasha. He told me he asked this kasha to Rav Shneur Kotel, the Rosh Yeshiva, many years ago. And he said, Alo Yarim, he's been looking around. He couldn't find anyone to ask this kasha. And then he found the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. And he said he found Rav David Yoel Weiss is the first person he ever found in Gidruk that should ask this kasha. But it's a kushya and a flaw that we know from the Goyin that the hardest mitzvah is Simchas HaRegel. And when the Rambam talks about a mitzvah kala, so what's the Rambam's mashal of a mitzvah kala? The Rambam's mashal of a mitzvah kala is to do a mitzvah that is Simchas HaRegel. I thought Simchas HaRegel is doch ain't in the shverim mitzvahs. So Rabbi W. Weiss himself says it teretz. He says that it could be when the Rambam's talking about mitzvah kala, he doesn't mean a mitzvah that's easy to be mekayim, but rather what he's referring to is a mitzvah that doesn't have such a chomer diga einish. So a mitzvah kala is a mitzvah whose einish is not so chomer. A mitzvah chamur is a mitzvah that has a very, very chomer diga einish. And he says, the truth is, what were the examples that the Rambam gave for a mitzvah chamura? So he gave three examples. Mila, tzitzis, and shchitas pesach. Milus noch Chorus, and Shchitas Pesach is also the two mitzvahs I say that have Chorus. Tzitzis is Be'edin Rischa. So we know that these are mitzvahs that we find that Chazal were mafflig and they talked about how Chomer the Einish is. So he says, the Oymam, they're both true. So the Tzvei Dinim. Simchas HaRegel is the hardest mitzvah, like the Goyen said, to be Mekayim. Or in terms of Einish, the Einish for being Mevatl, Simchas HaRegel is not such a Geferlich Einish. And it could be for Hagufa, because it's so hard to be Mekayim. That's why Kadosh Baruch is not Bob Bibriyos of Petronio, and as a result, so it's Mistaber that's good for the reason why it wouldn't be such an Einish. But at the time, I remember the Oymam was saying another Teretz. And the other Teretz is Be'em is very, very Meduyak in the Rambam himself. And that is, it could be when the Rambam talked about a mitzvah kala, the Rambam means a mitzvah that people perceive to be kala. And a mitzvah chamura is a mitzvah that people perceive to be chamur. Meaning mitzvahs that people take lightly versus mitzvahs that people don't take lightly. The Rambam's lashon is achakach omer shetzorach lizar b'mitzvah sheyichoshev ba sheyikala kesimchas haregel ulemedos lashon hakodesh sheyichoshev what sheyichoshev ba me mitzvahs that people think meloshin machshava sheyichoshev ba sheyikala. So the Rambam is seemingly saying that what makes them kala, it's not kala because be'etzem it's kala. It's kala not kala because the oynish is kala. It's kala because people in their mind, the perception. We're talking to the person. You should be nizer in a mitzvah that you think is kal, just like you be careful in a mitzvah that you think is chashiv. And sometimes mitzvahs that people take lightly is not necessarily the mitzvah that the Torah took lightly. It is. But lemaisa, either way, we have two mahalchim and answer this great sakasha that Rabbi Yeruchim asked Reb Schneier, and that Reb David Yoy Weiss asks in Megadim Chadashim in Devarim, and that is, the Rambam refers to Simchas HaRegel as a mitzvah kala. The Goyin said it's the hardest mitzvah to be Mekayim. So we have two mahalchim. One mahalch is that the reason Simchas HaRegel is a mitzvah kal is because the oynish is kal. Another mahalach is because people perceive it sheyichoshiva that it's kal. I think a nafkamina would be lemeidas lashon hakodesh. If the reason these are considered mitzvahs kal is because the oynish is kal, so then Rabbi Yudal Gushuni was right. He said it's posh. You can't tell me then that lemeidas lashon hakodesh is Talmud Torah, because if it's Talmud Torah, there's nothing kal about Talmud Torah. Not the oynish, not nothing. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam is true on every single level. Bittul Torah is the worst of everything. It's posh that it's not going to be kal. But if the yisoid of kal is it's balabatish, it's what people think is kal. Fashteitzach. You need a whole rabbi to figure out if it's even a mitzvah. So no one's going to think that Lashon HaKodesh is a real mitzvah. Certainly would be considered a mitzvah kala, and as a result, based on that, it wouldn't be an issue. Either way, we're just getting started. What did we discuss today? We discussed the nafkemina between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon HaUmos, where Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon Be'etzem, as opposed to Lashon HaUmos, it's a little bit of a hesber of what that means. The Ramban is Pirush HaLotayr and Parshas Kisisa with a very much added knech from Rabbi Akiva Tatz, understanding a little bit of the mysticism behind it. Additionally, we spoke about Lemeidas Lashon HaKodesh. Is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? The Imtim Tzloimer is a mitzvah. Is it a Sifkot in Hilchas Talmud Torah or is it not a Sifkot in Hilchas Talmud Torah? Here's the question that we're going to leave, and that is, if Lashon HaKodesh is such a big deal, read the Ramban, how come we don't speak Lashon HaKodesh today? And the truth is that the fact that Yidden don't speak Lashon HaKodesh is already an Alta Maisa. It seems to go back already to Shur Bayesheni. Sefer Ezra, there are parts that were written in Aramaic. It seems already at that point, Yidden were not speaking Lashon HaKodesh. You may have heard that the Hilchos Satmar Rav wrote a mimer called Mimer Lashon HaKodesh, where he very much addressed this inyan. There's a lot to talk about. Metz Hashem, that will be the next chelik of this.